Hello, everybody. I am live with Louie and Peter.
What's up, guys?
Thanks for having me.
First thing we're going to talk about is the power that you have over the nobles. Louie, how do you keep the power? How do you keep your power over your nobles?
Well, Dominic, just want to say thanks for having us over here at this podcast. Well, I keep power over the nobles by something I like to call a royal court system, which is in Versailles. And what I would do is I would make each member that's like threatening my power come to Versailles for a part of the year, which reduces the major threat on me, which means staying in office and power, you know, as the leader. So, yeah, that's how I pretty much got power, and I didn't want anyone trying to take it from me.
Thanks, Louie. Peter.
Yes.
How do you keep your power over the nobles?
In my opinion, I believe that targeting reform can not only strengthen my hold on power, but also increase efficiency of my government and thus better the reputation of my people.
Our next topic will be military, but before that, we are going to take a short break. We are back. Back from our short break. I am back with Louie and Peter to talk about their military.
Hey, guys.
Peter, how strong was your military, and what were some big wars that you have won and accomplished?
In 1699, I introduced my standing army. All my soldiers received similar training so that the army had uniformity. By 1725, I had created a 130,000 populated army. In wars, I fought in a 21-year northern war against Sweden. So that was a tragedy for how long it was. And of course, I won that.
Dave. Thanks, Peter. And now for Louie. Louie, what would you consider your military? A strong military, and also what were some big wars that you have won too?
Well, Dominic, I think that my military was definitely successful in being strong and just conquering, period, because I put so much money into it during my reign, and that's how I spent most of the money. But it did pay off when we conquered much more land, you know, and that's how we became a conquering nation. Some wars that I won and that I accomplished were the 9 Years' War, which is where I fought with neighboring European countries. And I feel like, well, it was 9 years, actually, but it took a long time. And I don't know if you would say we won, but we did resolve in the Treaty of Ryswick, which is what solved the 9 Years' War. And I was pretty happy when I got out of that. So, yeah.
Thank you, Peter and Louie. So we're going to jump into our next topic, which is like how you keep your population under control. Louie, how would you keep your population under control and not overgrow?
Well, that's a great question. Let me think. Some of the reasons that my population was, what would you call, was not overflowing, it was pretty much an indirect effect of me enhancing of Versailles when we made it the capital, and you know, we built such a beautiful palace, and enhanced the whole city. It was really great when it was finished, but we used all that manpower, and some of them ended up dying, which is one of the main ways that kind of, well, I mean, I wouldn't say worked out, but they canceled each other out, if you know what I mean, because you know, a lot of people, they didn't overflow, but then they just ended up dying. But we did get the first time. Beautiful city it is today, so it's great.
Thank you, Louie. Peter, how would you keep your population under control?
Well, that's also a great question that you asked me. So basically, the vast majority of the land of Russia was unoccupied, and also the travel was slow. So I made the decision that the majority of my population of 14 million people were to be dependent on farming.
Thank you, Peter and Louie, and everybody that stuck around with us, and have a great day.
Thanks for having us.